Financial Sense Insider is a premium subscription service of PFS Group. The following is a free preview of today's Insider interview.
Eric Haddock, the editor and publisher of Inside Track and Weekly Relay, joins us today. And Eric, we talked to you in 2006. You had said that you were looking at a peaking of the stock market then. We spoke to you again in 2014, and you said you saw a massive convergence of cycles taking place, with the likelihood of some crash cycles taking place in the late 2015-2016. We certainly saw that, and many of the things that you outlined certainly took place, including in 2014 when you spoke about a massive bull run in the dollar, which we did see. And you'd also been speaking for some time, I believe a matter of years, about 2016 being a golden year. So you've been making some very prescient calls based on your cycles work. So let's give our listeners a little bit of an outlook and an update with where you think things stand today. Today, I'd like to cover the stock market, gold, and also how you're looking at some potential food crises on the horizon as well. Given that you said that you were thinking we were going to see a major peak in the stock market in the 2015 time frame, where do you think things stand now? We have seen a large rally, like I said, of 13% since the bottom. Do you see this as just a bear market rally? Has this been convincing enough to change your outlook? What are your thoughts?
Well, I am looking at the overall market as being in a major transition. Like we talked about in late 2014, there were just these generational, multi-decade, multi-century cycles all coming to a head. And I was looking at the time frame of 2015, 2016, 2017 as being really the first phase of that transition, and a little bit bigger phase going into 2021, and then even stretching out beyond that. But that's, you know, kind of real broad-based. Honing that down a little bit, 2015, 2016, and even 2017 are what I correlated to crash cycles, and I defined that more specifically as being a 1 to 3 year drop of 35% or more in at least several key indices. And even within that time frame, one of the descriptions that I started discussing back in early 2015 and everything I've seen since then has just corroborated it and reinforced it each time. And that was that I suspected that this bear market would look a lot like what the Dow Industrials experienced between early 2000 and mid-2001, about a 15, almost 18-month period in which the industrials would see a sharp 1, 2, or 3 month sell-off, retest some previous support, maybe spike below it a little bit, and just when the bears were feeling emboldened and everyone was yelling, the sky is falling, then it would turn around just very abruptly. And next thing you know, we'd see a 1 to 2 month rally that took the industrials almost back up to their previous high. And just as you got to that level, and all of a sudden the bulls were feeling their oats and talking about the next upside levels that were going to be seen in 6 to 12 months, the market would top and abruptly turn back down with almost the same ferocity that it had done at the bottom. And everything I've seen up to this point has just really confirmed that with some precision that I wasn't even expecting, like those things I was just describing. It's just been amazing to me how closely the Dow Industrials have mirrored what they did back in 2000 and 2001. And I see some reasons to expect that comparison to continue into mid-2016 and even into the second half of 2016.
So I guess big picture then, in that case, you're not thinking that we have seen the lows, let's say the lows that we saw in mid-February, you don't think that those are going to be the ultimate lows for the market and that this is really a bear market rally and that the next low, I believe you said, you're kind of eyeing the June timeframe for that to occur.
Hi, everybody. John Loeffler here. You know, you've just been listening to a free preview of the Financial Sense Insider Premium Edition. Do you need help making sense of the market? I mean, you've heard the old adage, it's a jungle out there. Well, you know, you can join our premium weekday service and you'll gain access to leading experts, analysts, and market technicians on what's driving the markets, the economy, and your future. You can get all of that by subscribing today at financialsense.com. That's financialsense, S-E-N-S-E, like you're trying to make sense of something, .com. And click subscribe to join our premium weekday service. You won't regret it.